News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And this week it's my pleasure to welcome to the Executive Chair, Sinead Mooney. Sinead is the Managing Director and Co-Founder of Red Sea Research and Marketing. She's also the current Chair of the Marketing Society Council of Ireland. Welcome, Sinead.
Thanks, Bobby. How are you?
Real good. Lovely to have you on the programme today, Sinead. I'm going to bring you back to Clontarf a few years ago, but you grew up in a business environment because I think your family were involved in a guest house, so you knew the virtue of hard work early on.
My mother might disagree, but yeah, I think, you know, we grew up in a guest house on St. Lawrence's Road, and so with that came stripping beds, doing ironing, you know, cleaning bathrooms, etc., but also welcoming guests. And I think that was a great foundation. I didn't appreciate it at the time, I don't think, but it gives you a great foundation for the rest of your life and able to speak to people and talk to people. So that was great fun. And I'm still in Clontarf, so I'm sitting in my back bedroom looking out a window now. So
We know we lost you to the south side for a couple of years, but we better brush over that.
We all lose our way, but we find our way back.
Tell us about McManus Shoes, your first commercially paying job at the age of 15. That's on Henry Street.
That was on the top of Henry Street. I actually lied about my age. I said I was 16 and I started at 15. I think there may have been a slight tension in the guest house and I wasn't getting paid enough. And I went to, I stormed off and traipsed up and down Henry Street and got a job in McManus Shoes. And I think I got £2 an hour in McManus Shoes. And then you got commission on everything you sold.
Great experience.
It was great fun.
Now, you went to DIT Mountjoy Square, I think since located to Grange Gorman, but a wonderful institution of great marketing people. And I think when you graduated from there, Sinead, it was Lansdowne Market Research, I think, was your first major role in what is your current business, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when I was in college, I did some telephone interviewing and some face-to-face interviewing. I was actually talking to the guys from Attain and Tara from DUT earlier in the week. So a lot of the marketing people come through the College of Marketing. So, you know, it is a great basis from which to learn. But yeah, Lansdowne was probably my first kind of real foray. I was starting the field department there and then moved into the research side, which I really enjoyed because you get to really understand how people are feeling and thinking about lots of different topics and different things. I remember one of my mentors, Roger Jupp, saying, you know, you have to be curious to be in research. And I think it definitely fulfills that, you know, the innate curiosity about how people are behaving, how people change over time.
Tell us a little bit about that world of, you know, research. I'm sure there's a lot of, I suppose, mundane stuff that someone has to do, making calls, people hanging up the phone. But in order for research to be real, to be credible, to be accurate, it's a pretty manual process, is it not?
Yes, I mean, certainly we're quite lucky in Ireland that people still want to give their opinion and it's very valuable to us, you know, and to be able to make changes based on those opinions is really fundamental to what we're trying to do. To really understand how the public are thinking about different topics at any given time. But yeah, it can be a very manual task. There are certain manual tasks in it. But, you know, I enjoy it because I get a set of data and I can see a story from it and I can use my statistical skills to really build that and use, you know, my love of history and of English and kind of really build that story and share it with our clients. And that's really what research is all about, you know, and really seeing how those changes change over time. And never before have we been in such a situation where we're seeing that change happen in front of our very eyes. And that's fascinating for us as researchers. It's not enjoyable to watch, but it's definitely fascinating to see. The recession would have been the other thing that I would have recalled as being one of the biggest kind of change points. But this is definitely showing a huge change in how we're behaving and how we're acting, yeah.
And if we look at things like polls, Sinead, have they been, I suppose, not outdated or anything, but, you know, has their relevance become affected by social media? You know, when we look at political exit polls and that sort of stuff.
Well, I think the thing is, it's around quality and it's around reputation. Certainly, there are a lot out there who claim to be able to do things and do it, you know, quick and nasty and cheap, you know. But I think fundamentally it comes back to the quality of your sampling, the quality of how your data is gathered. And once you have that, once you have those strong foundations in your sample design and in how you're questioning and making sure it's not biased, I think you have the basis of good polls. And I think any, you know, reputable media agency, you know, no more than yourselves, will go to reputable companies to get your polling done, because yeah, it stands to you. You know, you might, I mean, it, and it's important that it is valid and accurate, because a lot of decisions are being made on this, on the data, and it's really important that they are based on quality.
Yeah. Now, you formed Red Sea with Richard Colwell. You were both previously directors at Lansdowne Market Research. You guys have been on the go since 2003, 45 full-time staff. Your business as it is today, has it been affected much by the pandemic and how you work and go about your business?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it has been affected. You know, all our face-to-face had to stop back in March. And I think when the lockdown happened first back in March, it was about the nuts and bolts of getting everybody working from home and making sure everybody was comfortable with that. And we didn't know that it was going to go on as long as it was at that stage. And we were kind of, you know, moving things from face to face to online as much as we possibly could. The telephone centre, we had to kind of, obviously, we have a telephone centre in Dundalk. We had to put things in place there and allow people to work from home there and set all that up. So that was kind of the start of it. And then I suppose as the summer hit, it was more around seeing what we could do to get people back to the office, because, you know, there was all the rumblings of that going on. And the challenges, I suppose, were things such as, we're seeing it again now in January, February, as we did back in March, April, May, is that, and I think Jim alluded to it earlier, that corporate investment just kind of stops. We had a few projects that were due to kind of kick off in January, and that just stops because, yeah, you know, there's this reticence to spend, there's this reticence to invest. People are a little bit, you know, wary and scared about what the next 6 months will hold. And that's really kind of where we're at. And I think the difficulty we're facing now is this kind of ennui, this frustration that, you know, people have working from home. Trying to motivate and manage teams is very difficult in this environment. You know,
yeah,
you know, we have a little one starting school on Monday, so we're delighted. But there's a lot of people who have no change on Monday. You know, it's same old, and it's very difficult. It's difficult for all cohorts, you know.
Yeah. Now, you're also part of a president of the Marketing Society of Ireland. It sounds like a lovely title and a group that have a lovely lunch every year. But what do you guys do at the Marketing Society of Ireland?
Yeah, I think the lunch is obviously it's something in the calendar every year that everybody talks about. But really what we're trying to do is to build the reputation of marketing. And actually, we were 50 years old. The Marketing Society was 50 years old last year. And one of the things we managed to do between the different levels of lockdown was to interview some of the old guard of the Marketing Society. And when they started it off, the Robin Addis, the Jerry Listens, the Gerard Kavanaghs, John Fanning, they were saying that really their message at the time was to get out about what marketing was. Nobody knew what marketing was. It was very much in its infancy. So they were kind of living the Mad Men days, I suppose. And then,
oh, that we could get back to those.
I know. I don't think it was ever really quite like that here, but they tell good stories about it. So those interviews are on our website, which are fascinating if you want a history of marketing in Ireland to listen to. We had Mary Lampkin as well through the decades. It was really interesting to do. But really, it's around now to really bring those different disciplines of marketing together and to be thought leaders in marketing. We recently had an event with Richard Elwood from Disney talking about Gen Alpha, which is a whole new generation that's coming up, and how they would be different from the Gen Zs and Ys and Xs and the baby boomers. And that was fascinating there on Thursday morning. We had Soapbox, we had Disney, and that was really interesting to talk about. You know.
Well, Sinead, thanks for letting us into your world. It sounds like a great business, Red Sea Research and Marketing. Sinead Mooney, Managing Director and Co-Founder, thanks for joining us this morning.